Hey friends, it's the 18th of April, and I want to take you over to Galatians chapter 2 today, if you have your Bible with you, or just listen along. Have you heard, and I'm sure you have, accounts of people who have what are called near-death experiences, and people who have gotten the opportunity, so they claim, to have seen heaven or to see Christ? I have read multiple books about kids who have died and experienced the resurrection Christ, adults who have died and seen things that are indescribable, heard things that are indescribable. I even read, and one of my favorites was a book by a skeptic neurosurgeon who had a near-death experience, who got to see a glimpse of heaven and the resurrected Christ. But as I think about that today, the fact is, all of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, if you're a follower of Jesus, you've died too. You look at Galatians 2:20, it says, this is Paul speaking, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So he says, I've been crucified with Christ. Now that doesn't mean that Paul went through the pain and the agony of not only the physical torture and crucifixion that Jesus did, but and of course the emotional toll of taking the sin of the entire world on his shoulders. But he is saying that when Christ was crucified, because Christ was crucified, because he died for our sins, Paul says, I have died and I have accepted what Jesus did on the cross, and I have been crucified. I have crucified all of my sins. They're gone. They're nailed to the cross. And the life that I live now in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is a beautiful writing by Paul, saying that I no longer live. The old me is gone. I have died to the old self. Do you feel like you've died to your old self? Or are there still parts of your former life that you're hanging on to? Is there something today that you need to nail to the cross, that you need to take issue with and say, this is not what I desire to do. This is not who I desire to be, because I have been crucified with Christ. But sometimes we have a new life in Christ, but we still have some of the things that we're hanging on to. I don't know if that's you today that I'm talking to. I don't know if you've got something that you still haven't let go of, a habit, a specific sin that you're embarrassed about to talk about, a closet sin of some type, or just something that God just continues to grow you in, a sin that you continue to work on. I don't know what it is for you. You know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. And those are the things that we need to address, because we have been crucified with Christ. He died for all our sins, not part of them, but it's important that we walk away from sin in our life that we know does not honor God. So let's challenge ourselves as we pray together today. God, I'm going to give you permission to point out, through the power of your Holy Spirit, to point out any sin in my life that I've not dealt with, that I need to deal with. A sin that you died for, but a sin that I haven't dealt with myself. So Lord, I just pray that you would give us strength, that you would give us guidance and the reminder. But we recognize, Lord, that it is our job to get rid of sin. You'll give us strength to do it. You'll give us everything we need to do it. But we understand that it'll take work on our part. Lord, for those who are struggling with addictions, whether it be to a substance or pornography or habits and hang-ups, Lord, that make them feel guilty and keep them from you, Lord. I just pray that today you would give them the strength they need and that they would make the decision to leave that sin behind, to nail it to the cross right where you wanted it to stay. Lord, give us strength. Give us guidance. And Lord, we desire to truly live full lives that are rooted in you, because you have brought us into your fold and called us your children. Thank you for that honor. Go with us today. Guide us and direct us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.